Good morning. On this Tuesday, June 9th, 2020, a new CNN poll was released yesterday, which showed Joe Biden with a double-digit lead of 54% to 41%. The Hill Harris poll, also released recently, shows Biden with a 10-point lead. One area of the CNN poll would show that 89% of respondents said that racism in our society was a big or somewhat of a problem. 88% of whites and 97% of blacks. 67% of respondents said that the criminal justice system favored whites over blacks. Another area, 84% of respondents in this poll said that the peaceful protests that have occurred in response to incidents of police brutality, specifically the George Floyd George Floyd's death, have been justified. 88% of whites and 80% of blacks. A more telling statistic is that the poll shows that 39% of African Americans say that the violent protests, actually I don't like saying that those are protests, those are riots, are justified. Yeah, 63% of respondents disapprove of the way that Trump is handling race relations. The 77% of those polled placed the issue of the economy as their top priority. Second was 69% said healthcare, 68% said race relations, and only 54% said the coronavirus outbreak. And the issue of these riots and this social unrest that has occurred in the wake of George Floyd has pretty much taken the place of the coronavirus in people's minds and in the media. Joe Biden is receiving the bulk of his support from minority communities and other peoples of color. 88% of African Americans support Biden, and 66% of other minority groups. Whites are almost evenly split, with 50% saying supporting Joe Biden and 48% supporting the president. But a majority does give Trump higher marks in saying that he's better able to manage the economy than Biden. 51% support gave the 51% said the president would be much better able to manage the economy. The Trump campaign has announced that it will begin to hold MAGA rallies within a couple of weeks. I'm thinking that's probably to get out there and show that these media reports that Trump's base is eroding or even imploding are greatly exaggerated. I'm not seeing that out there. I'm seeing leftists out on the streets rioting. Yeah, in the poll, it does show that only 25% of Republicans made up only 25% of people that were polled in this in the CNN survey. And I think that is probably an undersampling. It probably shows that the media's bias towards Joe Biden. And I'm actually... Yeah, I think they were probably looking at the protests and saying, "Oh, look, Trump's in trouble." Yeah, there's a lot of people out there protesting. First of all, not only Democrats are out there believing that injustices have occurred, especially with George Floyd. There are a lot of Republicans and Trump supporters that are saying that, yeah, that this was an injustice that was committed. And also, how many of these people who are out there protesting are going to be turning up in November or even registered? Yeah, more locally in El Paso, there are anti-police demonstrations that are being planned for tomorrow evening downtown. Two counter rallies are in support of the EPDD, El Paso Police Department, are also planned. I know one's at Cleveland Square near the History Museum and the Public Library, and another one down at the County Courthouse. Republican candidate for State Senate District 29, Bethany Hatch, took to social media yesterday to express her disapproval of the defund the police movement and her support for law enforcement. You know, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, in an email to two supporters, expressed mentioned efforts in Congress and to legislate police reforms, as well as to encourage her supporters to support the Black Lives Matter movement. Thanks for listening, and hope you all have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow.